It is time now for the Coast to Coast Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan, joined on the phone right now by Jamie Stever. Jamie, thanks so much for your time today. How you doing?
Well, thank you, Matt. I'm doing good.
It's great chatting with you. It's an exciting time. You just released a new tune here recently called Love Found Us. I've been listening to this one. It's a really good song. I love this tune. Can you tell us a little bit about your brand new song, kind of the story behind it and how that one came to be written?
Well, usually it's by observation. I sometimes write, you know, just walking around hearing people say a line or something, and I turn it into a song. So this is one of those ones, you know, guy sees girl coming to the bar. It's age old, but I mean,
I love it.
Works, right?
So yeah.
And just kind of, you know, lyrically try to do what you can to make it a little different. This song actually started with the guitar riff, so I kind of flip-flop. Usually I have just one line, and then I'll work that way with just the lyrics, and then people always ask that question, you know, music or lyrics,
yeah.
But it's kind of a combination of both for me. This one started with that main guitar riff there, and I just kind of got addicted to it, and I'm like, man, I got to write this song, so there it is.
I love it. No, and I'm just fascinated by how songs come to be, kind of the story writing process. So when you come with song ideas, like you said, you kind of just hear a line, maybe somebody mentions it, maybe it's just an observation. Is that kind of how the songwriting process happens for you? And do you have kind of an archive, whether it be like a folder on your phone or something along those lines where you kind of keep song ideas that you come across in just day-to-day life?
Yeah, we call it the hook book. It's basically like, if you think of it, you write it down as soon as you can. And we all have them. I mean, I spent some time on Music Row in Nashville. I was there for 8 years, commuting back and forth every 2 weeks. I had a place there. So it was kind of like, you know, like that, like, you know, last 10 years of my life have been just really focused on songwriting. And even before that, and it's kind of what I love so much. And I was like, you know, I got to be, you know, keep the artist thing going. I actually had, like, a quick story. I studied classical music in university, so it was quite the transition to country. I was working on a construction site. The construction site, there was this country music. I'm like, I like these songs. I like what they have to say, you know. And so I was like, I got to write. So that's what turned this into me being an artist and writing these songs and working with other artists. And I call it, I went from Mozart to Merle.
Wow. That is fascinating. That's super cool. I love hearing about that. Again, joined right now by Jamie Stever. Jamie, what's kind of this year looking like for you? Are you hoping to be busy playing some live shows when festival season rolls around, continuing to songwrite? What's kind of this year looking like for you?
Yeah, I'm just putting together what my plan is for the year. Like I said, I travel back and forth between the U.S., so I had released music on U.S. radio as well. So there are events that I could play at there as well as here, but I'd like to do an acoustic tour across Canada coming up this spring, to promote the new album and just hit, you know, venues that are easier to travel to, like Canada. I've done it before and it's very expensive to travel across the country
for sure.
With the whole band and all that. So
I can't imagine.
Scale it down a little bit and at least, you know, I can hop on a plane if I have to, like, it's, you know, when it takes 35 hours to get out of your own province, it's crazy.
I can imagine. Yeah, absolutely. But acoustic shows, I love acoustic shows. So that'd be really cool. And I'm curious. So you're, before I let you go, your song Love Found Us, have you had an opportunity to play that song live a few different times? And kind of how has that process been for you? And how is it like playing a new song for a live audience for the first time?
It's great. It's great every time. I mean, this is my third studio album, so I love, you know, the greatest compliment I ever get is like, we don't know the difference between your songs and you know, the major artist songs. We don't know, like, through the whole night, it sounds the same. And that's kind of my point. Like, I've been worked on it. You can write songs for yourself, but I've kind of, if you want to make money and make a go at it in the business, you got to write commercially, right?
For sure.
Songs need to be about the listener, not necessarily about you. Sometimes the song's about you, or lots of times it does translate, but I kind of focus on the listener rather than myself. So, you know, I kind of tell you what you want to hear, I guess.
No, I love it, and I love hearing kind of the songwriting process. And again, I'm a big fan, loving the new music. And Jamie, I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today, and I want to wish you all the best. And I'm sure we'll catch up down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Awesome. Thank you very much.